Welcome to the latest Alfi Next Gen Finance podcast, where today we'll be discussing investor education. In this episode, we'll explore how prepared professionals in the fund industry are to invest and how their level of knowledge, along with other factors, might influence their investment decisions. We'll also discuss the challenges they face in today's market and the role companies should play in fostering investor confidence and various methods of investor education, especially for industry professionals. We'll delve into the impact of sustainable and alternative investments, as well as how the industry can better support professionals in staying informed and engaged in capital markets. I'm your host, Natalie Gerritsen, and I'd like to welcome today's guests, Matteo Candolfini of Jonas Henderson Investors. Welcome.
Thank you, Natalie.
And Tomas Valenzuela from Capital Group.
Thank you, Natalie.
As a reminder, our speakers today are not providing any financial advice, but their own personal points of views on the matter we'll be discussing today. So we always start off the episodes with a brief summary of a career, so sort of a tweet in 280 characters or less, if possible. And I'll start with you, Matteo.
That would be a very short summary. I started a little bit in a different way with a degree in computer science and then moved to the financial industry almost after 1 year, moved to Luxembourg, and that was around 20 years ago. At the beginning, it was just for 6 months, and then I think I liked the place. It was nice, it was working, and since then I've been in the asset management industry, and most recently at Jonas Henderson Investors.
We hear that so much, people who land for 6 months and stay for much longer.
It's indeed the case, it's indeed the case.
And how about you, Tomas?
Well, in my case, it's been only 3 years, or almost 3 years, that I've been in Luxembourg. And I would say that I came here because I was looking for a position after my master's studies. I did a master's degree in Paris and had the opportunity to be somehow involved in the fund industry in an internship that I did in France. And then I ended up here in Luxembourg. But it was not actually the beginning of my professional career. I did a bachelor in business administration and I started in finance, but it was more in financial planning in a company rather than the fund industry itself.
Okay, thank you. So welcome both. So I'd like to start off asking you guys, on a scale from 1 to 10 and based on your exchange with people in your daily life, how would you rate their level of investment knowledge? And do you feel it's aligned with current market trends and products? I'll start with you, Matteo.
Thank you, Natalie. If I have to be transparent here, most probably I would give a very low rating. I think in general, the level of investment knowledge is quite lacking. If I have to look at the average people I interact with in my daily life, so most probably on a scale of from 1 to 10, it would be something around 3 to 4, which is quite low. And definitely not. That's not aligned with what are kind of like the current market trends and products, which I think is why investor education is so important.
Mm-hmm. And our next Jenner, Tomas, what do you think of that?
Well, in my case, I would not be that hard, I would say. I would say that is between 5 and 6 from my point of view. Mm-hmm. Mostly because in my daily interactions, I'm seeing that people, they do have, I would say, basic knowledge and concept. But when it comes to more elaborated concept or complex, like, I don't know, compound interest, how the compound interest is actually working in our investment, mm-hmm. I'm seeing that there is room for improvement. I'm seeing that we're lagging a little bit when it comes to concept a little bit more complex. And at the same time, we're like in a really fast evolving industry. That sometimes is not easy to keep the pace.
Interesting. And what factors or conditions would you say influence someone's investment appetite in your own case?
Well, in my own case, here it comes a little bit tricky because I would need to mix investment or the personal investment side with the personal finance side. I think the first and let's say that so the I'm so sorry. I would say that it's really important to have solid grounds, and that means to have a clear personal finance view. What is my income? Where my money is going? If I have that base and that overview, I'm able to say, okay, I have some room to invest, or maybe I do not have. If I do not have, is there something that I can do or not? Then the next step is my education on the concept. Do I have the right knowledge to get into the market? Or maybe how can I get that knowledge? On top of that, I would say that we will be moving towards like how difficult it could be right? We have like really evolving market with new tools available, especially when it comes to all the digital literacy that is available right now. Mm-hmm. I think we're lacking and we need to improve how is our knowledge when it comes to the digital platform and the different options available in the market. We have many, many fonts, but sometimes we do not have the tools to go and screen through those fonts.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Matteo?
I tend to agree with Thomas. I think it's very personal. In general, you would have a very long list of factors that influence your willingness to invest, your ability to invest. This will start definitely by your personal situation in terms of like what are or your other liabilities, what you should think about from a kind of like a long-term perspective. So it's very complex in general. In my case, I was lucky perhaps that I got into the industry reasonably soon after my university degree. And pretty much as soon as I got into the industry, I started investing something. Mm-hmm. And that's also the thing. How much you invest will be very different based on personal situation. But in my case, at the beginning was, again, very little. And still, it was for me a good idea to at least start with something. And I think this start with something is important.
Can I ask how early it was that you started?
Again, in my case, it was very much when I arrived in Luxembourg. So when I was first exposed to the investment industry, so that was around 24, 25 years of age.
Okay.
For current standard, well, probably that's late mm-hmm. to, in a certain way for kind of like young people today.
Oh, that's interesting. Thank you. Are there any particular challenges or risks in today's market environment that make you hesitant to invest? I mean, even as a professional working in the industry?
At the risk of repeating myself, perhaps the list is long of risks. You have geopolitical risks, and we unfortunately know them quite well, but there are also some that we most probably don't know yet about. There are macroeconomic risks that are still quite important. If you speak with several people out there, they would also highlight the fact that valuations are quite high, that the kind of like interest rate path is still uncertain. So again, the list is long. At the same time, and that's an investment adage that you have in the industry, I think there is not about timing the market, but it's more about time in the market. Mm-hmm. So my personal approach to this would still be to kind of like look to invest on a regular basis and try to take a step back from all the noise, take a step back from all the uncertainty, and try to kind of like, for my personal investments, do this on a regular basis.
That's really well put. And how about you, Tomas? Do you think of something you'd like to add on that?
I completely agree with Matteo. We are seeing like many risks right now, especially when it comes to the geopolitical risk. And people is more conscious about where they put their money and what their money is being used for. So now I would say that it's also related a little bit of why the ESG funds are gaining some attraction sometimes, because at least you know in which kind of company that money is going to be invested. Mm-hmm. And I also agree that more than timing the market is about the timing the market. And if we're thinking about our investment in the long term, I would try to see all those declining moments in the market as an opportunity to dollar cost average our investment. If we're thinking in the long term, we can try to take still advantage of the dollar cost averaging strategy, I would say, to try to improve a little bit our entry into the market.
Okay, great. Thank you both. What role do you believe companies, including fund managers and financial advisors, should play in improving investor confidence within the industry?
I would say that it's not easy right now because we have like so many media involved and it's so easy to get access to the information. And sometimes we're not even sure if that information is right. And that's why I would say that the transparency of the process, of the returns, of the risk of the investment is really important, something that we need to try to know. Company needs to be able to provide that transparency to know this is our risk, these are the possible return, this is our process of investment. So in that sense, I would say that on top of that, it's also important to try to educate people at the same time. Without the education to try to explain, they will not be able to navigate through the whole information that we have available right now. Especially when it comes, as I mentioned earlier, with the digital literacy. It's something that is evolving really fast. Now we have AI. you have people that simply can go and ask an AI tool, like, give me a small investment portfolio, but you're not sure if that's the right information or not. How are you going to still double check on your side?
Mm-hmm. And on my side, I think that most probably whatever there is that both, again, fund managers and financial advisors are doing in terms of educating clients, I think they should do more. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, is an industry-wide effort that we need to kind of like focus on, because it is so important to get to the clients the tool needed to make these decisions that most probably we should, in any case, do a collective effort of improving what we're doing in this area.
It's for all levels of investors as
well.
I think so.
Here, I completely agree with Matteo. Also, I think it's about the trust right now, and same with the fast evolving world that we live and the access to the information. If we don't have the trust in the companies, if we don't have the trust in their investment process, of course, it's something that is going to be I'm going to be hesitant to get into the market with that specific company. And build that trust, yes, it will take time. It will be about how the investment process that they have is the right one and how the performance that they still have is a good one for me.
Mm-hmm. So based on your knowledge and experience, what's the most effective form of education to encourage investment?
I would say, and this is perhaps starting in a strange way, but still would be starting by doing it. Really start investing from a very early age, again, in a very proportionate way to what you can invest. You have plenty of ways today in markets to invest very small amounts. And there are also more and more suggestions coming also from prominent parts of the local industry in Luxembourg saying that you should start investing when you are in maybe kind of like already in secondary school or at this kind of level. The idea is that you will invest very small amounts. The risk will be very limited as a consequence for your overall financial health, but you will start getting something out of it very soon. So you will really be able to kind of like say, okay, that's how it works. You can lose, you can gain. And I've seen it already during some time. I've experienced it already for some time. So that would be kind of like, I think, one of the best ways to improve knowledge.
Secondary school already, wow.
I do agree. I think it's a joint effort. It's not only about the companies in the market, it's about the schools, it's about the families. And I'm not saying that everyone will have the knowledge. That's why it's important to involve the schools at the same time. Mm-hmm. Families sometimes, maybe I'm going to be the first one in my generation and in my family getting into investment. But that knowledge needs to come from somewhere. And as Matteo said, the early we get that knowledge is going to be easier for us and better. But I do think that in that aspect, of course, we need kind of a mixed approach. We need to have the basic concept, but immediately we need to get into the practical approach, as Matteo said. We need to get familiar with the platforms. How should I invest? How can I create my profile? And try to identify also my profile as an investor.
Mm-hmm. All great points. And do you think companies should be providing investor education? To what degree?
In this evolving market, I think it's really important to learn and to have some support in how we adapt to the new trends, how we adapt to the evolving technology. It's not easy to navigate through all the options available. If we manage to adapt and to use the technology in our favor, it's going to be a really good tool rather than something that is going to be creating more noise and complexity.
I tend to agree with Thomas. It's getting more complex. Kind of like getting more complicated. So definitely having companies involved a bit more in terms of providing the education would definitely help, especially in terms of what are new ways of accessing markets, what are also new ways of accessing areas that before were perhaps just limited to a very small subset of investors, and now they're becoming all of a sudden more widely available. But this comes with more complexity, and F3 companies should kind of like help more in this area.
Okay, thank you. And do you think they're providing enough resources and support for professionals to keep up with the investment knowledge, keep the investment knowledge up to date?
That's an excellent question. Link perhaps to what I said before already. I think always that they could do more. The idea is that even if we look at professional in the investment industry, the level of knowledge in terms of their personal investments will not be the same across the board. You would still have professional in the industry that that want to kind of like learn more things in this area, want to kind of like know more about it, and want to have a practical help coming also from the companies they work for in this area. And in the end, it's a win-win for everybody, because you will increase the amount of investment that these people can kind of like bring, and as a consequence, will be kind of like good for everybody involved.
Okay, thank you. Thomas, do you have an idea on that as well?
Yes. Well, I do think that there is a lot of information, sometimes too much, a little bit overwhelming. I feel that sometimes it's about more having the information available rather than try to see if that information is right for the different people that want to learn about this. But at the same time, we need to take some accountability, I would say. It's important for us also to engage with that information. We cannot put like 100% of the effort on the other side of the table. We also need to try to engage and see which kind of information or which alternative on how that information is presented is the best for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is absolutely a great point. I think, again, having this engagement is a very important point, and I fully agree with Thomas on this.
Well, the dialogue, which is what we're doing today as well. So that works out. So Tomas, do you feel there's enough clarity in education on multiple options on the market to make informed decisions?
Well, I would say that we do have a gap here. Okay. Mostly because, as I just mentioned before, we have the information, but maybe that information is too much. We don't understand because we have too many options available on the table. That information, I would say that it should be more targeted depending on the profile of the investor. We know that if we want to invest, we are going to pass through a couple of questions so we can build our investor profile, our risk profile, right? So if we have that kind of information, wouldn't it be easier to try to use this all new technology like AI, for example, to try to build more targeted information for that specific investor and their goals? I think it's more about trying to target the specific need rather than simply provide everything available.
It's a really great point.
I fully agree with Thomas. I think the clarity point is the key one here. There is a lot out there. There is plenty available and people can access in principle everything. But this everything is most probably too much. So you need to try to provide the guides for investors at different levels and with different levels of experience and perhaps with different levels of sophistications that they can use to say, okay, that's where I am, so I should look at these other options that are most probably the most kind of like useful for me or the best ones for me, instead of just giving everything to everybody, which would overwhelm them. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. And what could be done to really encourage mobilizing our savings and encouraging more investment in capital markets? What would really help make investing feel like a more positive step towards future financial security?
Yeah, I would link to something that Thomas mentioned before that I am a big, big fan and proponent of. It's financial education in schools. Again, starting as early as possible, most probably around secondary school is the best time to start. But really, again, linked to what Thomas mentioned before, together with starting on the practical side, starting also on the theoretical principles of investing, how it works, how you can do it also in practice in terms of different options and different things that are available to you, and doing this very early. As soon as you think that kind of like school pupils can get it, you should do it. And there are some initiatives which are still quite limited from my perspective at the level of the Luxembourg market, but this should be something that you do kind of like across the board and definitely at European level in terms of saying, okay, that's financial education and that's how you build your kind of like financial future from that perspective.
On top of that, I would say that it's also important, the innovation here is something that we should not leave out of the table, I would say. It is important to innovate, and we are seeing many evolutions in the market, in other countries, in other companies that they are trying to take some action. For example, I have my bank account where my spare change is going to be put in another kind of account where it's going to give me some kind of interest. And I know that, for example, in countries like Japan, they do have like a small investment account where you are going to be rounding up each one of your purchases. And then the difference is going to be to that investment account immediately. And that money is going to be invested. On the same time, let's say that we have on a monthly basis some spare cash in our bank account. Wouldn't it be easier to simply set up that the 50% of that remaining cash at the end of the month will go automatically to our investment? We need to try to make things easier, not more complex at the same time. So I would say that innovation is a key factor. And we do have some incentives that we're seeing from a country point of view where you have some tax benefit, for example, if you get into a specific account. But I would say that all this effort will not be enough if we don't have what Matteo mentioned early, that is the education. We need to have a solid ground. We need to have a solid concept and understand what we're doing. And in that aspect, I would say that the practical approach is something that we really need to have. Imagine going to an event, workshop, or don't put a name on it, but where you will review the same concept, you will understand the basic of investment, and after that, you will be able to build your own portfolio. You will not only get out of that activity the knowledge, you will get your first investment. And I would say that, like many things in life, what is more difficult is taking that first step.
Thank you very much for that answer. I'd like to thank you both. This is such an interesting topic. We could talk for hours on it. But I want to thank you both for your time today, Tomas and Matteo. The Alfi Next Gen Finance podcast series can be found on the Alfi website at alfi.lu. Alfi Next Gen Podcast, connecting today's talent with tomorrow's investment fund leaders.